From the studios of NPR West, this is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand.
And I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, relief agencies struggle to bring help to southern Lebanon.
But first, news from Israel. It's decided to vastly expand its ground offensive into Lebanon. The Security Cabinet voted today to push troops 18 miles north of the border to the Litani River. NPR's Eric Westerveld is following the developments in Jerusalem today, and he joins me now. And Eric, is this an acknowledgement by the Israeli government that the current strategy, the current offensive, is just not working?
Well, it certainly is indirectly, although they're not acknowledging that publicly, Madeline. But there's been a lot of hand-wringing here among analysts and some Israeli soldiers who are speaking off the record, saying, wondering why they didn't go in stronger, quicker, more sooner. They've been facing some extremely difficult fighting on villages just inside southern Lebanon, just a few miles from the Israeli borders, places like Ait El Shab and Bint Jebel. Israeli soldiers continue to face fierce resistance from Hezbollah guerrillas, and Israel continues to take casualties. And now it's believed that this green light for an expanded ground push doesn't necessarily mean a change in tactics per se. It's just expected that heavy armor and infantry forces are going to go in stronger, faster, and try to push deeper into Lebanon, up to the Litani River, some 18 miles.
And how long is this expected to last?
Well, no one thinks it's going to be easy, and they're not sure how long it will last. There's considerable disagreement, Madeline, among experts about how long, you know, a push to the Litani would take. As I mentioned, it's been extremely tough going just a few miles inside South Lebanon. Security Cabinet Minister Eli Yishai was quoted as saying the army thinks it could take 30 days, and he said he thought that that was not realistic, that it would take even longer. But I spoke with several recently retired Israeli generals, including one who commanded ground forces. He said if it's done right, the army could push up to the Litani in 10 days. But again, given the ground forces' continued difficult fight, it's, you know, no telling how long it will take. Many in Israel are bracing for the likelihood that many more Israeli soldiers could lose their lives in this expanded ground push against Hezbollah. One Israeli official said up to 200 more casualties are certainly possible. And we should emphasize that although the cabinet has given the green light for this wider ground push, it's really now up to Prime Minister Ehud Olmert and Defense Minister Amir Peretz to decide whether to give that order or not, and if so, when.
Eric, I spoke this morning with Israeli Brigadier General Yossi Kupervaser, and you mentioned earlier that the Hezbollah has proved a formidable force, and I asked him to assess Hezbollah as a force, and here's what he had to say.
We are fighting against the real army. They have units just like in any regular army. They have logistics, they have communication, they have engineering corps, they have everything that an army would have.
A real army. Eric, what are Israeli soldiers telling you about Hezbollah when they come back from Lebanon?
Right. I've been up on the border for most of the last 3 weeks, and I've spoken with a lot of soldiers, ground infantry forces that have come back from the fighting, and they all say exactly that, that this is a highly trained militia force and is just like an army. I talked to one soldier who had been fighting in the occupied West Bank and in the Gaza Strip, and he told me, look, we've been facing Palestinian fighters who aren't well trained. They have an AK-47. They just point it at us and shoot and then run away. They're not highly trained, but they said this is very different. He said Hezbollah is showing sophisticated tactics and techniques. They're firing mortars. They're firing sophisticated anti-tank rockets. They're putting up ambushes. They're able to communicate with each other. He said it's a very different fight in South Lebanon.
NPR's Eric Westerveld in Jerusalem. Thank you, Eric.
You're welcome.